USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. America's top diplomat says Russia's president can't get away with destroying the international order with his war in Ukraine. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Putin began this conflict and he can end it.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Another natural disaster strikes in Mexico.
Another large earthquake has struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway, and at least one person has died in Mexico City as a result of the tremor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At an event in Washington, California Democratic Congressman Tony Cardenas advances his New Care Act, which looks to find homes for animals used in lab testing.
We're determined to try to make sure that we get this done as soon as possible, maybe by the end of this year. And if we don't, we're going to come together again and make sure that next year we get it done, because this cruelty has to stop.
The House has approved a package of policing and public safety bills. A group of liberal Democrats held up votes for a couple of hours while objecting to accountability measures in the package. House Democratic leaders finally secured enough of the votes they needed, and voting got underway. The bill now heads to a 50-50 Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Hurricane Fiona remains a concern as it departs the Caribbean, heading north in the Atlantic. Felipe Papen with the National Weather Service tells Fox News Bermuda and this weekend Canada are in the storm's path.
We're forecasting up to 2 to 4 inches of rain for Bermuda. And then for Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Western Newfoundland, we're expecting 3 to 6 inches of rainfall with local maximum of up to 10 inches. And so this rainfall could result in areas of flooding, some of which may be significant.
Fentanyl overdoses in Wisconsin grew 97% since 2019, and the state issued a public health advisory to try to deal with the spike. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher on Fox News says the problems at the southern border, like the influx of fentanyl, aren't just impacting the southern states.
We have crime directly related to lawlessness at the southern border that's claimed lives in my district. We have massive problems with fentanyl that's killing people in my district.
Republican Representatives Chris Smith and Kathy McMorris Rogers introduced a bill to protect pro-life pregnancy centers against a surge in violent attacks by pro-abortion terrorists. The Protect Pregnancy Care Centers Act of 2022 has 28 co-sponsors. Wall Street fearing a recession as at the closing bell, the Dow loses 107 points to close at 3076. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.